Ruth, our beloved daughter, lives on a 200-acre farm in the Piedmonts of New York at Lounsbury. The farmhouse itself is sweetly nestled in the bosom of one of those everlasting hills where I am wont in summer to vacation. The view from the porch is transporting, for it opens on a vista of rolling hills and far-flung fields bedecked with myriads of little wild flowers. In the spring, the buttercups and the daisies, and in the fall, the goldenrod, Queen Anne's lace, and the asters. Contented cows meander about, then lie down to rest in the green pastures, lending to this scene an atmosphere of peace and tranquility, wherein one instinctively feels the nearness of God. At eventide, the trees which skirt the fields along the horizon, silhouetted against the western sky, are bathed in the glory of sunset hues. Later, the darkness lulls the day to rest, and the heavenly hosts, the stars, break through to keep their nightly vigil o'er the earth. Oft have I stood in the silent watches of the night on one of those little knolls that are so numerous in this hill country, to behold in the sky the autograph of God, and to muse, as it were, and to meditate upon the glory, the grandeur, the beauty, and the symmetry of this wonderful universe. I am appalled by the vastness of interstellar space, over which it may take millions, yea, billions of years for light to travel. The stars that I see tonight may have exploded or gone out of existence centuries ago, but their light is still upon me, and I see not what is today, but what was yesterday, truly a miracle of the ages. So does day unto day utter speech, and night unto night show forth knowledge. And I, in the presence of such greatness, feel my own littleness and insignificance, so that I, with the sweet singer of Israel of old, cry aloud, O Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? One bright summer's day, as I leisurely plodded up the road toward the summit of the hill that in the winter so graciously guards and protects the little farmhouse from the icy blasts from the north, it seemed to me that all the little wildflowers for miles around were rushing down the slopes to the edge of the road as if in eagerness to greet me. Nor could I help but realize that this too was a token of God's great love and tender care for me. And oh, the peace that came thrilling my soul. I wanted never to forget this glorious vision and desired to memorialize it. Yet the more deeply I felt my utter inability to do so. However, out of my travail of soul, there was born this little poem, Praise His Holy Name. The flowers talked. As up the schoolhouse road I walked, it seemed to me the flowers talked, as if they understood that they must glorify their God each day. Their little faces, oh so bright, reflected heaven's glory light. For rain and sunshine from above, they thanked the gracious Lord of love. Nor did they murmur nor complain when for a spell there was no rain. They took whatever by his grace came unto their specific place. Their raiment too had come from him. That's why they looked so pure, so prim. Then wondered I if there might be a lesson here for you, for me. Perhaps if we were like the flowers, what difference then if sun or showers should be our lot? We'd see the good. We'd praise the Lord the best we could. We'd wear a smile upon our face to honor his unfailing grace.